This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Dr. Steve Pachenik joining us coming up in the next segment. Milo Yiannopoulos riding shotgun with us. I am extremely angry right now. I am not putting on an act on air, okay? I started sweating when I saw this news today, not because of my own personal company or operation. You read about the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany, and you read books and history books. It's upsetting. You feel for those people in those times. History's the ultimate soap opera, but it's real. We're living history. News Corps last week said they're meeting with top executives and had met with the top executives to have the internet freedom end. They said end it. They said shut down all the other sites where no one can get to it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of these platforms, taking the U out of YouTube. And then CNN come and they said, we're going to do it by making examples of InfoWars. And then I saw the left's all planning this with all these articles. Yay, YouTube's coming for you, Alex Jones. You're going to be banned. And then they make it up that I said nobody got shot at the thing. And then they, CNN starts flagging and admittedly flagging to shut us down. That's racketeering. That is 1,000 times not baking a cake for the gay couple, Milo.
Oh, nobody cares about the gay couple. Nobody cares about that. You know,
what? I think you have to see this in the context of a wider war between legacy media and the institutional bodies in America more generally, and upstarts like you, me, Breitbart. We had extraordinary, unprecedented power to reach and affect and influence people in the last election. The media recognized perhaps 2 years too late, but they finally have got the message this year that their stranglehold over popular opinion, their ability to shape and direct popular opinion,
it's already over.
Is gone.
But they can try to hurt us, but don't they get it? They are hated.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean they're not still powerful. And they're powerful in ways that you don't always immediately think of. It's not just what they broadcast every day. It's not just the fact that they still have large audiences. Even if those audiences are skeptical about what they say, they still have power because they still have money and connections. And with those money and connections, they can go down, kicking, screaming, and desperately begging for their lives and damaging like a dog that's about to die, that's most dangerous just before death. They can go down kicking, screaming, scratching, biting, and yelping, and damage everybody who they think damaged them on the way down. On the way to dusty death, they will do as much, they will inflict as much misery and pain and decapitate as many of the people they consider responsible for this as they possibly can.
I cannot believe that they're in the Wall Street Journal saying, we met with all the tech execs. We're going to end the internet as you know it. And they're saying we're going to ban everybody and we're going to start with Alex Jones. It's what's weird is they used to lie about all this stuff. And they still lie about that. When it comes to censorship, They're like, we had our world government summit. And now instead of like denying it was always there, like, we're going to have world government. We're going to end the family. And, you know, just
it's the complacency born of arrogance. It's complacency, arrogance, and elitism. It's a supreme overconfidence that I think you often see in ruling regimes teetering on the brink of collapse who don't necessarily know it.
That is it, though. And we're not just saying this. It's from the NFL to the Oscars to the Olympics. It's all in free fall.
Yeah.
It's cardiac arrest.
They haven't quite worked out that they're dead yet. And some of them have, and they get furious, and they're biting, kicking, scratching, and punching. CNN knows. Like, CNN knows it's in trouble. But some of these other big companies don't realize they're in trouble. The establishment in general doesn't think it's in trouble. Individual companies will see their own viewers turn against them. They'll see the financials. They'll see the ratings fall. They'll see all the signs of trouble. But the establishment in general, as a uber blob of the media company.
Yeah, the media is just a throwaway twerp. It's like, yep. I don't care if the news division's hated. Intensify race war operations. That's in the WikiLeaks. The top professors are advising Hillary. It's actually a British professor. That's why he's like, we need to go to culture war and intensify operations. We're losing control of them. Mm-hmm. They must be kept in the dark and desperate. These are quotes. In the dark and desperate. Get that, ban that Milo fella.
You're a very good British accent, actually. You're good at that.
I want him off the air immediately. Your lordship.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. And if the globalists wanted to get under my skin, they've done it. Milo's here riding shotgun. Steve Pachinik will give us his analysis on a bunch of big topics that are critical, that are so huge. They can't stand the type of information you're about to hear. They don't want you to know the inside baseball, the angles, what's going on in the White House, all of it, okay? They don't like the fact that the hostage rescue team called up and told me what went on with the gun deal and the Muslims using it as a cutout to get the weapons to try to embarrass Trump. And it was all part of the Saudi civil war. I mean, directly from the FBI. Okay, that's what happened. They don't like that. They cannot stand that. They can't stand the fact that I can get information from the top generals just like that. Boom. Here's this information for you, Alex. And it's always accurate. Never BS. Because real information, truth is viral. That's what's powerful. And they're crapping their britches right now. But it's not about us. The brazen Wall Street Journal. And I covered this last week, but I'm kind of punch drunk to it. Like, we're taking over the entire internet with Google, and we're going to shut down everybody, starting with Alex Jones. And Paul Watson's like, you ought to make a bigger deal out of this. And then they're like, Jones, YouTube's coming for you. And then now CNN says, we're actively trying to get Alex Jones banned for bullying children. And then the video is students that are young adults saying they saw multiple shooters. And some of it's often the news. It's clips. Mm-hmm. And then we're saying, we don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I think a shooting did happen. But if somebody doesn't think something happened when he got lied about babies and incubators against an Iraq war, it's your right to sit there and to say that and do that. So I know I'm ranting, but I've tried to explain this feeling. It's like coming home to your apartment, because I haven't had any robberies since I lived in a house or apartment, and all your stuff's been torn through. And on top of it, whoever was in your house over the weekend, like, people break in, you know, you're staying there, I guess because they know you're out of town or something, and then somebody pisses on your rug for no reason, right out of Big Lebowski, you're like, wow, you know, and you pissed on my floor. You didn't just steal my computer and TV and, you know, eat stuff out of the refrigerator. You pissed on the floor. And, you know, that's what CNN's like. Fake news, fake town halls, fake scripted interviews. They've all been caught going and harassing old ladies at their houses, saying they're Russian agents. All this crap to try to bully the American Cuomo going, you're not allowed to look at WikiLeaks. You'll be arrested if you do. I am allowed to. I mean, the condescension of a narcissistic mental patient like that. I mean, a drooling, knuckle-dragging, 75 IQ thug. A thug like his stupid brother. But no, I'm serious, Milo. So I feel raped, and I don't feel like I'm a victim. I'm pissed. I want to unscrew somebody's head politically. I mean, this is a real group of flaming authoritarians that brag and celebrate that they banned you off Twitter and have financially tried to ruin you, and they celebrate everywhere, pissing on you constantly. And people say, why do you have that Milo guy? It's fashionable to tear him down. Because I'll be Milo next week, like I said Wednesday, and now I am. And all these other idiot libertarian and conservative hosts that don't get this. Morons. Why did I give Rush Limbaugh $300,000+ when they were about to kick his show off? Because I could get advertising at half price and support the First Amendment. Win-win. Have my cake, eat it too. And I made a bunch of money for our operation. That's right. I went and propped up Rush Limbaugh, and a bunch of other people did. Because if they could shut him down, they're going to shut us down, people. You hang together, you hang separate. Remember Benjamin Franklin? He's on the $100 bill. He launched the whole country. You know who he is? Damn, these people don't have any instincts, Milo. None. This, I'm not mad for me. We've already been demonetized. They already censor us on YouTube. It's that they're nakedly, openly saying, we're censors, and we're going to shut everybody down. And then the public, the dumb liberals go, oh, good, shut him down. You're going to be shut down, you drooling morons. I'm sorry. Milo, you go ahead, and then I'll go to Pachinko. It's just, this is like, watching someone rape your grandmother. I mean, they are raping the country. And the great part is they're all collapsing. Everyone hates them, but they won't get out of our lives. And then now CNN is in two articles saying we're actively campaigning to have InfoWars shut down. I mean, total racketeering. $500,000 if somebody wouldn't bake the gay wedding cake. What do I get? What do you get with the organized criminals up there? I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I'm gonna be shining. I'm out of control. I just did the raping, Milo. And you have been raped and raped and raped by these damn people.
This is what frustrates me about libertarians and conservatives, and even people who otherwise agree with free speech and are passionate about free speech. They think that standing up for somebody else when they're being censored is the same as agreeing with everything they say. We're not like the liberals. We're not just going to club together for whatever. We're individualists. We're on the right. Nobody's asking you to agree with everything Alex says or everything I say. What we're asking is that you come out loudly in defense of free speech and against censorship. Because if you stand by and do nothing when my Twitter account is taken away, and you stand by and do nothing when Alex's YouTube account is taken away, what on God's earth makes you think that when they've taken the targets at one end, they're not going to go and, you know, attack the other end next? What on earth makes you think that you're not next? I've seen it time and again. I've seen it with Breitbart, with Sleeping Giants, that campaign that's had 4,000 advertisers remove their ads from Breitbart.com without a peep, without so much as a word from the rest of conservative media. Because conservative media, they're worried, oh, well, what about us next? They've gone for Breitbart. We'll just stay quiet. There's, you know, you've got the Federalist, you've got the Daily Caller. What are they doing to protect themselves, to ensure?
I tell you what they're going to do. If they're successful, they're really going to have their downfall. And Trump has to know this. Everybody's got to get the info to him, because the very same people that are censoring him and trying to block him and trying to deplatform him on Twitter, they have serious discussions about that. They are openly sneaking up to him, Rupert Murdoch, in this perfect storm. Rupert Murdoch and his CEO, did you read it where they said they're going to shut everybody down? They're working with Google.
They've gone for the tough fighters. They've gone for the biggest targets first, because they know everybody else will crumble immediately afterwards. So they've gone for you, me, and Breitbart, because we were the three biggest targets. If they can beat the three of us, the rest will crumble without a fight, because the rest of them have no stomach and no appetite for the fight.
I agree. And I'm not going to say this to be patronizing. I've gotten so upset with this, and I can't come up with the stuff going on behind the scenes. Because obviously you talk about the stuff, then it actually amplifies what they're doing and the operations they're running. But they are offering people large sums of money to say lies. And the problem is that people aren't even taking the money. And then the money goes up, up, up. And I mean, the crap that I've learned they're wanting them to say is unbelievable. And that's what they want to shut me down. And then they're going to bring out all the big BS.
We discussed this at dinner the other night. We talked about one particular story, but there are lots of them about both of us. And, you know, it's a cost of doing business and being high profile and rising quickly. You're going to have disgruntled employees. But when you have a media that's complicit in spreading lies by offering money and inducements to encouragement and inducement and incentive,
it's criminal
to tell wacky stories that are lies, that are entirely defamatory. This is the press complicit in slandering their commercial opposition, and there are laws against that already. But
tortious interference
should be more.
It's flat-out racketeering.
Yes, it is. Because what the journalistic outlets are attempting to do is circumvent the law by inducing people to lie about their commercial enemies with checkbook journalism, right? So they'll say, give us two.
And they're also trying to say credit card companies delist the NRA. People go, well, I'm not the NRA. I'm just a small gun shop. They're getting the lead elephant again.
Yeah.
God almighty, don't you people get it?
Yeah.
They go in the bar, they pick the biggest six-shooter guy, and they can take him out, everybody else runs.
Exactly. And that's why
it's an attack on you, folks, and that's why, you know why they haven't shut us down? Our listeners, and I'm not just kissing their ass, it's true. When they call up and thank me, you're what changed America and have begun to take the country back. You standing with us and not buying all their attacks, Megyn Kelly, all the crap, you standing with us is the only reason we're here, and while we're trying to support other people that are under attack, because we understand we're in a war, and there are rules how to win wars. The enemy is a bunch of dirty, corrupt oppressors and occupiers. That's why they claim we're all Russians, because they're the globalists. They're the outside power coming in here to try to run America and try to break our will. And we're the Americans. We're coming back 1776 part two. It's a real war. We're never giving in. We're going to win. We're unstoppable, because this audience, no matter what happens, they kill me. You are the power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We just got hit with another strike, but they hit David's private, his own account. Total gentleman, David Knight. Yeah, live from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, I'm Alex Jones. And that's why we have our own video feeds, why we have our own audio feeds. But behind the scenes, they're trying to go to all of our big server companies, including overseas, and trying to shut those down. I'm not complaining, okay? And it's smart not to get into all their tactics for a lot of reasons. I'm just telling you, this is a war, people, and these are authoritarians. And David Knight just got hit, and he's a total gentleman.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want the total gentleman smart show, that's David.
What's like Prager you? I mean, Dennis Prager is...
they're trying to shut him down.
Icon of the conservatives.
He's so effective.
He's the most mild-mannered, gentle, like, nicely, you know, whatever guy. He's not like us. He doesn't kind of, like, you know, scream and yell and have whatever. We're both out there on the edges of culture fighting, like, in the front lines. Dennis Prager is establishment of the establishment, right?
But dead on.
Dead on, but he has this PragerU thing, the Prager University on YouTube, with these very nicely produced, very well polished.
Now let's show some of it.
Absolutely gentle, well judged, completely factual little videos that blow people's minds. Stuff about like
he'll show like if you don't have 2.2 people born for the parents, society collapses every time. Or he'll show. It's powerful.
Phrase this stuff about the wage gap, big important subjects. And YouTube has gone after him because he's effective and because he reaches a lot of people with these videos relentlessly. And they did that thing on YouTube, you know, where they take away your sharing options and take away comments. They take away all the virality of the video. So technically, you can still post the video. Technically, you can still have the video online. But it is hobbled. It is kneecapped. It cannot go anywhere.
Which is the authoritarian tactic they know to press.
Embed it.
Well, it's like the Nazis, the Soviet. You always start slow and get people to adapt to the oppression, when you finally march down in a ditch to blow your head off, you go along with it.
Four out of the five steps, the populace is like, okay, by that time, you know.
All right, I want to go to just genius points. We're going to get into why Dr. Pachinik was originally joining us, worried about them using sex operatives to try to compromise the president. We'll also get into just the epic media wars going on right now. Again, I don't want to be gonzo journalism here. This is happening, okay? The announcement has been made by News Corp that they met with all the tech heads. This was last week this was announced, and that they are going to go ahead and end the free internet as we know it, not letting anyone have their own website that's shared on any of the big platforms. And they're already targeting all the leftists that aren't political, that have popular channels. They're taking them away, or they're making them go under YouTube control. This is a mafia takeover. And it's so historical. It's so big. I mean, this is history book stuff in how naked and brazen it is and how they even go, we're going to use Alex Jones as a test case, and we're going to ban him. And the left's celebrating everywhere. Alex will soon be banned everywhere. And then they CNN, he said the children didn't die, which we didn't say. He said he bullied children. He said CNN has fake town halls, which they do.
Yeah.
And now let's go to Steve Pachinik, best-selling author, researcher, ran a lot of different government operations in the State Department with the CIA and others. He's been involved in regime change of authoritarian governments. What do you make of this, Doc, and what do you make of the point we've gotten to? Does this signify they're getting their butt kicked, and they're just acting confident when they're in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Well, we're just going to ban everybody, and the free internet is not going to be free anymore. Used to, they would try something like that and not be real honest about it. Now, it's some very bizarre psychology, but you are a psychiatrist and, you know, a lot of other things, Dr. Pachinik. So can you tell us what in the hell is going on here? I mean, looks like a classical authoritarianism in death throes to me, but my God, if the public doesn't get upset because we're just kind of used to the censorship that's been going on, but those were 5-foot waves. These are 200-foot tsunamis coming in right now. I mean, this is just epic level. What do we do?
First of all, let me put some things in perspective, and I'm glad that Milo is there and talk about this. There is a concept within the British Army called forlorn hope. Do you know what I'm speaking about, Milo?
Mm-hmm.
Forlorn hope means that in Britain, they used to use the Scottish officers and the Scottish men to go and man the embankments and be the first ones to attack the enemy. In other words, they were sacrificial lambs in many ways, while the British eventually came in. In some ways, Alex Jones, the persona in the show, has always been forlorn hope.
Yeah, no, we're the people that hit the barbed wire.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, right. And what I'm trying to explain, and I want you to calm down a little bit for selfish reasons, only because this is a long war. This didn't just start yesterday. This didn't just start a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Hillary was planning it. They admitted this whole plan was about 4 years ago was hatched.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, since 9/11, I've been demonetized, delegitimized. I mean, I've been through this so many times that right now Google demonetizes me, shuts me off the air. Now, the question is, what do you want to do about it? If you act as the victim, which is what's happening now with all due respect, then they keep on coming after you. But when you realize that Fox or Murdoch is 88 years old and he has a problem, he can't run his institution, his sons were indicted in England, and guess who took over Fox? It was Disney. Bob Iger, I happen to know from Disney, took over Fox for a $52 billion acquisition. So what does that mean? That means Fox and its subsidiaries, including National Geographic, are in terrible, terrible shape. National Geographic can no longer make videos about animals. They're making videos about fighters in Afghanistan, other things. What I'm getting at is you change the position from being forlorn hope to proactive, and that what you require is a kind of a strike among all of us, 11 million of us, who will not go to Disney, who will not buy the Disney products, who will not buy anything to do with Disney. And what happens is at the same time, you call a strike on the cables, particularly the cable systems that are putting in CNN. You see, CNN isn't funded by audience. It's funded by a very tricky system. That means that any cable system that's put in, including your own or somebody else's or Fox and CNN.
Yeah, the carriage.
They all compile together and they get a percentage of that. If, in fact, your audience or I.
That's right. It's like a TV tax. It's a cable tax. You have to pay for CNN. People don't understand that. It's like BBC.
Yeah.
You are paying for this flat.
Not the owner, respecting which is like the BBC, but it's interesting how these organizations that cannot survive on advertisers or the goodwill of their viewers have to have these stitch-ups in the background to stay active.
Milo's exactly right. So what happens is you refuse to pay the tax, you cut the wires on the cables, and many of your listeners understand what I'm calling about. You short the cable system so that there is no particular audience and no cash flow. Once you hit the cash flows of Disney or the cable tax and those, now you become very effective. And then you begin to understand two things. Number one, Google has a very strong relationship with the United States government. This will be something I will reveal to you, but it's not a great secret. It's just quiet. Google and the National Geospatial Agency, which is an intelligence organization, have a very close relationship. The NGA is basically an institution that was recently created in order to monitor all internet activities, not just on the first level or the second, or what we call the three dimension of the internet. The three dimension of the internet means the life space of it.
No, I understand. So we got to go to break, Dr. Pachinik. And by the way, when the whole victim thing is, we are being victimized. These are evil people. We have to raise the alarm and then the solution. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
One reason I've been successful is I cover a lot of news, but I also parrot key talking points that I come up with myself, not Russia or, you know, wherever. And they hate that. And they know that my talking points end up all over the place. And our guest talking points end up everywhere. So I'm just letting the audience know the value of InfoWars and why I have been yelling basically for 3.5 hours or 3 hours since I've been on air, because we have to understand we're dealing with hardcore scum. And if these companies would work with communist China and others to suppress information, they'll do anything. And they'd rather work with authoritarians than they'd rather be here in America. I mean, take the Murdochs, worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Most of their money's offshore. And they own Fox to try to control conservatism. That doesn't work. And so, like Dr. Pachinik said, you've got the carrying rights and all the rest of it, where these channels that no one watches, the CNNs and stuff, are force-fed. You are paying for this trash. And so you should let cable companies know. In fact, I do it myself. I told my wife, I said, stop buying from Amazon. He's trying to shut us down to the Washington Post. And she goes, but you sell stuff on Amazon. And my wife's smart, but I said, sweetheart, there's all these Chinese counterfeits of our stuff, and people, if I don't have a platform on Amazon, I can't then control what's sold there. But I go, I don't promote it. I have a legal toehold there so that I can then make sure that Amazon doesn't hurt me with the enemies. Okay, and so
how you're obliged to behave under monopoly conditions.
Yes,
if Amazon has a virtual monopoly, or indeed a de facto real, actual monopoly, which it is rapidly acquiring in not just online sales, but now with Whole Foods and whatever, offline sales in certain product categories, you're obliged to do business with the enemy if you don't want to be annihilated by counterfeiters and by rival products. You have no option but to have a presence on Amazon whose parent company's publication is dedicated to your destruction. That's what happens out of monopolies. That's why we have monopoly laws.
Exactly. And Dr. Pachinik, I understand, you're a smart, analytical guy. I'm upset, but I'm letting the dog off the leash. It's not fake what I'm doing, but I'm letting myself be upset because this is a raping. And again, I knew it was coming. It's the whole way they do it. They say, Jones is saying no kids died, and it's all completely fake. And I didn't say that. If people want to say it, that's their right to say it. Then they say, that's why we're taking them down. And then CNN says they're filing the complaints and are trying to take us down. And then they're over there trying to take David Knight's, his own YouTube channel away. And the guy's a complete gentleman. They're a bunch of criminal, freaking lying scum, man. And I'm sick of their crap.
It's the same playbook. They took me off Twitter because they said that I had led a racist mob against Leslie Jones. I didn't send a single racist tweet. I didn't say a single thing.
You said this movie's going to flop.
This movie's going to flop. And I defended her in the movie. And then online, I made a couple of jokes about the fact that she's ugly, which she is. I never said anything remotely racist. Other people on the internet did that, but they said that I was responsible, that I'd done it, and that I'd led a mob without providing a single piece of evidence, which is exactly what they do to you when they say you're Russia-controlled, you said this about Florida. They don't provide any evidence, any clips, because they can't, because you didn't. What they do is they associate you with...
Half my family fought the damn Russians during the Cold War. It's a load of crap.
Yeah, they associate you with genuinely unsavory characters, which is why Richard Spencer's name appears next to mine in every news report, because they want to suggest that I'm the same as him. And they do the same things with you.
Yeah, because you guys, you don't really look the same, but they think people are so dumb. Oh, they do that all the time. Dr. Pachinik, you ran psychological operations at the State Department. You're a famous guy. And I said, like, one time we were going to have the guy from The Right Stuff on Chuck Yeager. And people are asking, who's Chuck Yeager? So it's like people don't know who famous people are. They've done stuff for our country. And, interesting. I'm not saying Pachinik's Chuck Yeager. He's not that cool. But he's done a lot of cool stuff. But, I mean, does it not freak you out to see that we're, like, becoming – this is like Soviet Union crap. Yeah. And these people are like – it's like – it's a clear and present danger. Trump needs to move against them. He needs to break up these monopolies. Instead, he's got Rupert Murdoch reportedly has basically crawled up his rear end.
All right, well, let's go back to a couple of years. We were talking about the end of the newspapers for a long time. This was for years on coming. We saw the New York Times screaming. We saw the Fox News screaming. We saw CNN screaming.
Yeah, but they're trying to take us down with them.
I understand. The key that it has to be turned around is, number one, you've got to pick the points which are vulnerable. As I just told you, Disney took over Fox. That was a big mistake for Murdoch, because Murdoch needed the money. He can't run it anymore. His son, who was compromised in England, is now the head of it. But Bob Iger understands, if you refuse to buy Disney products, refuse to go to the Disney movies, refuse to go to the Disney Channel, the children don't listen to Disney. And all of this counterpunching occurs very specifically In war, you always have to find the center of gravity. The center of gravity right now is Disney, which is highly vulnerable. The reason I know it's vulnerable, because ESPN went into the toilet. I know Bob Iger very well. Tom Clancy and I had problems with him. We know he is not the brightest guy in the world. We know he's desperate, and we know Disney is spinning out of control. So you look at Disney, and you start to tell your audience, don't buy the Disney products. Then we shift over to the cable news system and the cable tax, and inform your audience that you no longer want to be in the cable business. So what are people doing? They're literally cutting the cables to say, we're not watching this anymore. And if you have 10
and
to
11... everything else is plunging. The NFL, the Oscars, they're now saying, oh, don't be political, but they can't. Exactly. So here's what I'm saying. Here's what I want the audience to understand. This isn't about InfoWars. They admit we've been chosen as the test case. They're going to try to block everybody now, from a local florist to a rock band, to a hip-hop group, to a preacher, to an author, a former spy chief like yourself, stuff like that. I mean, this is a total culture takeover of the internet, and no one even recognizes it, because they've got the left to think, oh, we're going to take out Milo and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge. And no, they think we're so stupid. They write battle plans in the Wall Street Journal how they're going to take everything over. And they put on screen, I'm a former KKK leader on CNN. I protest the KKK. This is the level of their crap, and they don't want me to be able to respond. So the only reason I'm freaking out is it's this huge brazen announcement, and they're doing it, and they've already put these strikes. They're taking our channels down, I guess, as we speak. I just want people to know this is the most serious yet. They've been testing the perch for a long time. This is the main assault, Dr. Pechenik, and people have to know they're coming after everything. This is outrageous, doctor.
The key to this is also, look, you pull back and you've got to calm down a little bit. What they want from you is exactly the response that you're giving them. They want you to get so upset that they're getting joy and delight from something that really has no meaning whatsoever in terms of the real bottom dollar.
No, they're already dead. They've already fallen. They're already a joke. They're trying to pull us into the crypt with them.
Well, that's exactly it. You have a very viable product line. Your liquidity is going up. You're going out to incorporate and have a worldwide dissemination of news. Let me assure you, there are people within the system that will not allow you to go under. As simple as that, you have been in a very effective outlet for many of us within the government or whatever you want to call it that has been fighting the alternative deep state. You will not go under, I can assure you, for the same reason that Google is tied in hip and neck to the National Geospatial Agency. They cannot get away from that. In the same way that Bezos is tied in with the CIA with hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts, and Bezos knows that. Amazon can fall very quickly. And that's what the issue becomes. They're afraid because they're vulnerable. You're not part of the entourage. As Milo said, you and I and he, we're not part of any of this. We have been the black swan for over 12 to 17 years. But you've survived. CNN will not survive. Fox News will not survive because Roger Ailes left. I knew Roger when we worked together. In short, what's happening is you have to allow the animals to die and let them scream as they're screaming as you're building up your network all over the world.
Well, that's what Milo said, is that they're a dying animal. We'll be right back and get Milo's take on that.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes. But before I find a reckless woman, I gotta steal me a silver stallion. You know, the thing is, I'll tell you a little secret here, and I'll go back to Pachinik and you because I'm ranting. I thought about not doing the show 10 years ago because I wasn't trying to expand. I just wanted to be a talk show host and expose globalism and thought other people would stand up and other smart people would take action, which has happened. And then they just messed with me so hard and tried to destroy me. I said, well, I'm gonna get really big in their face. And now I could never quit. Because they wouldn't just let me go into abstention or you. They're going to just lie and lie and never stop. I don't know how they found so many petty people who have a hard-on specifically for America, for free market, and for just being decent and telling the truth. I mean, I don't know. Something. What's wrong with them, Milo?
There's something weird about every major CNN host. I don't know where they grow these people, but there's I just get that sort of, like, I get the ick. You know, when you just, you're like, when you're dating and somebody does something really disgusting and suddenly you can never see them sexually again. Or when you see somebody on television and they just make you shudder and cringe and you get that sort of flash of disgust and fear and horror.
Yeah, why doesn't Brian Stelter know when
look at it.
He releases these photos.
Stop it. Take it away.
There's a bunch of them. I found... That's for, there's new ones. Type in Brian Stelter and hit Google Images. There's one where he looks like It the Clown. I mean, he doesn't know that is like, I am a full-born maniac.
The dancing clown.
And there's clowns in the popcorn down here. And you look at it. Look at that face.
You're on the balloon.
The thing is, he releases these photos himself. This is official photos.
He looks like that on purpose.
Seriously, Dr. Pachinik, you're a psychiatrist, but you know somebody when they've got that lunatic, whatever the face is, it's like a... I mean, if I saw somebody and they're like, oh, I'd be like, get my firearm. I mean, you know, it's like... I'm a total psychopath! Ryan's telling me! I really like it. I really like it. I'm Ryan's telling me!
Stop it!
CNN likes you! I mean,
stop it!
Well, that's the face. Yes, that right. Smile that's is, right. I'm not really showing you this. But that's who I really am. What I really do, Stelter! Son of a bitch! Sorry.
Rank your three spookiest CNN hosts. Who's number one?
Stelter.
Two.
Cooper.
Three.
Como, just because he's a knuckle-dragging thug. I'd love to see you.
It's not a bad list. Don't let me...
I'm going to go back to... As a psychiatrist, that look on Stelter's face that he does everywhere says, I'm invincible, I'm in a lunatic power trip. I mean, I know you're not supposed to... We have the... what's the rule that goes back to Goldwater? You're not supposed to diagnose somebody from afar, but looking at Stelter, what do you make of him and his behavior?
He's not relevant. I mean, people who are dangerous.
He's not relevant. He looks like a serial killer. You can put his face on a horror movie package.
With all due respect, I've had a whole ward of serial killers. They're usually pretty quiet.
I know. I'm sarcastic.
They don't say anything. So that
he's calming people up.
I don't know. Sometimes.
Again, the Sandy Hook and this Parkland, they're all false flags. And what you're looking at is the nonsense of the vestiges of the press trying to be relevant, as well as the FBI and a crooked. What you're really
How long does this ghost dance go on, then?
Well, the ghost dance goes on as long as the collusion between the state and the federal and the local individuals who want money is going to continue. And I don't think that's going to be very long, because what's happening in effect is that they've focused away, the entire news spectrum has focused away from the real issues, impending war in the Middle East. I've got an internal disruption in the White House where someone may be leaving, like McMaster, go to Fort Benning. There may be a problem of John Kelly leaving. So you've got all this distraction, intentional or unintentional, going on, but you are becoming more and more relevant. So is Milo. Let me ask you this very question. When would a Milo have come onto an Alex Jones show 17 years ago? Think of how much progress has been made.
And you're being positive. I'm just saying, without the audience.
I'm talking about such a paradigm shift in this country that a certain individual as bright as Milo, with his own background, with a British background, and Paul Watson, can come on an American show and articulate very clearly what we Americans want in the heartland. You're not talking about Harvard. You're not talking about Berkeley. Yeah, right. You're talking about Texas and Austin. Now, you can go around like that, and that's what we call the hebephrenic schizophrenic, but they are not teachers.
That's what I'm asking. Looking at that face filter always makes, I've noticed lunatics like who are delusional, like they make that face. I know some crazy people, and they make that face. They walk around like that constantly. We have a name for it. It's a you-know-what eating grin. What? Does he not know? That's not even the bad ones, guys. Go. You want, keep going, Doctor.
No,
Milo, you host for a minute. I got to go find the right photo. Go ahead. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
We will be putting no more.
Dr. Jennings, I want to get into sex operas with the president. Start telling us about that.
That's fine. Go ahead, Doctor.
I got a box cover.
What did he say, Milo? I'm sorry.
Sex operatives and the president. He'd like your view on that.
I don't think there are many sex operatives in the president. The president had a history of...
Well, it's an easy way, isn't it, to get at Trump by spreading around stories of his dalliances because it's so eminently believable.
I know, but it's so irrelevant, Milo, as you would know.
None of his fans care. Would a single person who voted for Donald Trump give a stuff that he'd been in the Beverly Hills Hotel with a model? No, they'd say, go Donald.
That's exactly it. That's his personal life. We're not interested. What we are interested in is, number one, why isn't there an effective infrastructure deal? Number two, what are you going to do about the fact that Bibi is going to be indicted and we don't need a war in the Middle East and Iran has already taken over Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, and Syria, and we're going to have a two-front war, which we have to decide very quickly as McMaster's being thrown out of the White House and John Kelly may be thrown out of the White House. So those are the things, Milo, that we really have to think about quickly because the mainstream media doesn't give a damn. They don't understand it. You understand it, Milo. You come from a background where you understand it. You come from a country that's been attacked. This country has never had the hardships that England had to endure, not only before World War II, the World War I, World War II. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lost over 3 million of your men in the first 90 days of World War I mm-hmm. in England. Americans have no concept what that means. And when, if it's true, 17 kids died, and I doubt that. How do you compare that with 69,000 kids who are dying on heroin every day? We are having thousands dying on heroin. How do you compare that with
the 70-plus veterans that commit suicide? And I'm not – I think mass shootings happen. They misrepresent what I say. I know they do the fake baby incubator stuff, so those good things go on. All I know is they're deplatforming us saying I said that, not my guest, and doing it, and that is very dangerous to free speech. But
Alex, you can incriminate me because I went to the Harvard supervisor, so Paul Train, the Harvard psychiatrist who did that phony – profile Adam Lanza, and they admitted it was phony. The guy trained behind me at Harvard, and that area, Mass Mental, is gone, and Yale Medical School is in trouble. They were the same ones who said that Trump was crazy, and we warned them, if you continue, you're going to get lawsuits. So in effect, what you're doing, step back a little bit. Milo understands it. I want you to know that you're much more effective when we attack specific targets. Right now, the specific target is the White House. It's in turmoil. We don't see it.
Well, let's come back and talk about that and get your take and Milo's take. Because it was Roger Stone said 6 months ago McMaster's in trouble and all this other stuff. So he's been dead on about that. You talk about the turmoil. From your information, I mean, how do you think Trump's doing? Or what's your word on them? We'll come back and get Pachanik's take on that.
It seems to be a state of perpetual crisis in there, doesn't it? You know, it's sort of united only by the transcendent iron will of one man who is singularly responsible for the train's wheels keeping on turning, but everything else around him sees...
The Trumpian juggernaut.
Right, indeed. Otherwise, it seems to be a state of sort of perpetual fear, crisis, and paralysis. But I'm Brian Stelter. I come from the point of view that the less the government does, the better. So a White House which doesn't get us into any more wars and doesn't pass any new legislation is all right by me.
Where do you think the winder goes on his own? Is his back? Feel like a white winder?
Yes, so that when somebody's... Actually, I can't say that because we go out to radio stations. But I'm just saying he could be wound up at the same time as getting... Never mind.
All right. We're going to go to break. Oh, briefly. They're trying to shut us down. We're under total attack. Got great supplements. I never came up with new specials this week. So we got all the 50% off, basically all the top-selling products. And it's about to happen in InfoWarsStore.com. If you find us, we can continue. If not, Brian Stelter will win. So, buy lots of products and Brian Stelter is going to have his way with you.
You know what will.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.